FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Trilogy Metals is a world-class developer in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company already possesses 8 billion pounds of copper, 3 billion pounds of zinc, over 1 million gold equivalent ounces, and now over 77 million pounds of cobalt. Trilogy's Arctic project boasts an after-tax net present value of $1.4 billion with a 33% IRR. Trilogy is led by an experienced management team with proven success in discovering and developing projects in Alaska. The company is well capitalized, has no debt, and possesses strong institutional support. Trilogy trades on the New York and Toronto exchanges under the ticker symbol TMQ. To learn more, go to TrilogyMetals.com. That's TrilogyMetals.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 6/3/19. If you sold in May, it's maybe time to come back. At least if you're buying gold, for sure, it's gone up. God, it's amazing. It's $13.24, just about, up $18.80 the day on the ounce. Silver bouncing back, up 22 cents for 14.78 bid. Not a bad day's work. The mining stocks going up, copper is going down. Well, trade war, has Trump finally broken the economy? That's the question. Hey, next guest, you know him real well. He's been on many times, been on his show. And his name is Joe Messina, therealside.com. Joe, welcome back here. So, hey, first, I want you to know that I actually contributed a dollar to a campaign. I contributed $1 to the de Blasio for president campaign. And let me explain why. It's really a simple answer and you understand it. You know, I'm a solopreneur. I have to write most of my material. So the being a de Blasio contributor for a dollar, I get the inside line on all their newest campaign messages and all their latest solicitations. And I'll tell you, Joe, I cannot write better comedy than they can. And I get it for free. I mean, they're saying like, May was an amazing month. Yeah, only five people spit in your face. It's just incredible. And everyone hates your guts. They couldn't even find, New York Magazine couldn't even find one person who supported de Blasio. They found a couple of people that thought he was doing an okay job as mayor of New York. But even Trump today, he was getting in a fight with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, where he's visiting. And, you know, he said, you're a loser. You're a stone cold loser. You're the worst mayor ever. And the only difference between you and de Blasio, who's destroying New York, is that you're half his sight. I mean, you know, right?
I love when he does that to them. You know, what are they supposed to do? What is it? London. I mean, he has turned that place into a cesspool. It's like San Francisco East, right? I mean, seriously. Obviously, they don't have the needles in the street, if you would. But if you look at pictures of London, you look at now and then, what is it with, and again, I'm not taking a swipe at all Muslims, because that's not what I mean. But what is it when the Muslim or the Islamic influence is heavy in an area? What's with all the garbage? What's with all the trash? Your kids are there. What is going on with it? I don't understand. But you know what? I'm not the smartest guy in the room either. So I don't get it. I really don't understand.
I wish I had an answer. All I know
And then him saying that you have to get used to this is what happens in the big city. People get knifed, raped, and then crime goes up. Really? Yeah.
And the guns are already against the law there, but they want to make steak knives illegal. I mean, how the hell are you supposed to eat a steak? Are they going to put it in a blender and give you a steak shake?
I mean, yeah.
What is with these people? Yeah, let's just get rid of all knives. Like, it's so practical. I mean, look, they can't even get rid of knives in prison because the guys grind up forks and spoons and turn them into shivs. So in a so-called free city, you're going to get rid of all knives. I mean, give me a freaking break. This is madness.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, but I don't know what, you know, again, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I say the same thing I say about New York. You guys got what you deserved. You didn't come out and vote. You didn't get the guy out of there. And now, and you want us to feel sorry for you? Sorry, not going to happen.
No, definitely not. You
know, that's kind of where my head's at. I know that's kind of cold, but whatever.
Yeah, this is just crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop anytime soon because, you again, we were talking about it off air. They don't have a bar like we do. They don't have an AG bar. And I hope to God that guy has the military protecting him. Seriously, because they're not going to let what he's doing, they're not going to let go by quickly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to let him, I don't want to say get away with, because it sounds like he's doing something wrong. But I mean, seriously, the only questions he's asking is, how did this investigation come about? How did it start? I think we found out, I haven't dug deep into it yet, but I heard this weekend that the investigation that was supposed to be going on into Hillary's foundation never got started. He was ordered to start it,
Huber.
But it never got started.
That was J. Edgar Huber.
Right? Really?
Yeah, Huber. That's the guy that did it, right?
Yeah, but he didn't do anything. Now that it's come to find out he didn't do anything.
No, he didn't. He was a dupe. The guy looks stupid. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. He looks like a dummy. And,
I hear you. I just look at this stuff and I constantly say to myself, Is this just how government operates? I mean, is AG one of the I don't know, the only one that's above the swamp, if you would, from old time DC? I don't know. I don't know anything about him, really. I know what people say about him. I know what I've read about him. But hey, you know how that goes with the DC types, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, the Ray, man, is just no good. You can just see he's still stonewalling the investigation of the corruption of the FBI. The only guy besides Trump who says, you know, Houston, we might just have a problem here, is Trump. Everyone else seems to think, spying, no big deal, happens all the time. Look, I believe that many campaigns have been spied upon by the government. We know this. Right. Nixon was never that upset about Watergate because during his campaign in 1960, he was spied upon by the FBI, and he knew it. So he never thought that Watergate was a big deal. It's just that's the way it is. But it's one thing to spy on a campaign, which is certainly corrupt and illegal. It's a whole nother thing, Joe, to actually spy on the president-elect. That takes some kind of set of balls that shocks me that these guys even have, because they're all basically wimps. I mean, once you get down to it.
You're right. No, you're right. Think about this. For years, they've been able to take a hit off the crack pipe whenever they want to, and nobody stops them. Everything's cool. They're all pretty much on the same page. And then now you got Trump coming in going, wait a minute, who said this was okay? Or when did this become okay? And he started putting a stop to things. Matter of fact, it's not that he stopped anything. He brought light to it. He turned the light on in the room, and the people saw what the cockroaches looked like, and they started to get upset. And the legislators started to get, you know, a little uncomfortable with it all. Hey, seriously. So I'm loving this. I'm loving what's happening. You know, you're seeing Pelosi, I think, had to double her medication. That's why she's acting the way she is to fight back. She doesn't have just Trump. Now, think about this. She's got AOC. She's got Omar. I mean, look at all the nut jobs that are coming out of the woodwork now. The termites, especially the ones running for the 2020 nomination. I mean, is this a show or what?
This is a clown show like you can't believe, but it looks like it's going to be Biden, and he's so corrupt. He's creepy Uncle Joe. He loves to, like, massage women's shoulders without their consent and sniff their hair and whisper sweet nothings in their ear. But I guess he's from a different era than the politicians today, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? It's different. I shouldn't even say that because that's not true in and of itself. I mean, we want to say it was different in their day, but not really. If you really think about it, you didn't put your hands on another man's wife. There were so many things you just didn't do.
No,
it was unacceptable. You know.
Look, there is a thing with single people. You can pull this kind of stuff at a bar. You know, it's actually acceptable and expected. Because if the woman doesn't like it, she gives you an elbow in the gut and you stop. And if you don't stop, then you really got a problem and you better prepare. But, this is politics. You're not supposed to get up on a stage with a 10-year-old kid and, rubber neck. I will admit, 10-year-old girls do smell nice. I mean, I had a daughter, two daughters, and when they were 10, they were all dolled up and, you know. But this is,
you know, this is listen, weird. You know, in California, they're trying to make pedophilia a normality. It's just part of
life. Oh, you mean it's life. Not yet?
We're working on it.
I thought you guys had done it already.
these guys are so sick, so sad with this stuff. I'm with you. And you know what? And I've said this a million times before, and people think it's gross when I say it, but I go, look, you've got to take this stuff for what it's worth. You have to take it for the reality that it is. And here's the thing. I never have ever looked at a 12-year-old girl or an 11-year-old girl and thought, my God, is she sexy? Ugh. Right? I mean, seriously. Ugh. And if you got...
if you have kids. If you have kids, you can't look at your kids that way. Well, hey, we can all rest assured because they did something major here. We have the best governor. He's going to be Trump 2.0. Ron DeSantis, he's amazing. I love the guy. They outlawed child sex dolls in Florida. So now you got to go to New York or California to get them. But such a product here,
wait
Joe.
A minute. There was actually something called child sex dolls.
There are, evidently. I know nothing about them, and I'm just disgusted at the mere thought. But at least they're illegal here in Florida. They should be banned all over. I mean, this is sickness. And this is like possessing child porn. I don't necessarily think that you should go to jail for 10 years for possessing it, but certainly if you produce it, you should just be sent to jail for life. I mean, that's where you belong. But the idea of child sex dolls, I mean, this is like a society that really maybe doesn't deserve to be saved here, Joe. Maybe.
I'm still stuck. I don't know what it was, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. You can look it up and find out. But there was an actual discussion in the California legislature about how much child pornography was too much.
How much?
Yeah. All right.
I guess that depends. It all depends on, you know, it's like the definition of pornography. You know it when you see it, right?
Right. But yeah, what's that other one when Billy Bob Clinton said, you know, it all depends on what is.
Yeah. The meaning of the word is like, well, that makes total sense. I totally get that. Yeah. Well, this is a sickness here. Moral depravity.
And look at now. I'm now I don't know if this is true. So here's my disclaimer. I got nothing, you know, but I'm reading stories that Brennan. There is an indictment out for him, or there is some information on him.
About
a child pornography ring that he was involved with. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about it. And we got to say, there's rumors, and you know, we have no reason to suspect that it's true or not. But
that's why I said that. I said, you know, I've been reading about it. Yeah, but it seems like this pedophilia thing runs rampant in D.C. It runs rampant among the elite.
And L.A. L.A. and New York, you know, entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Corey Haim, right?
Yeah. It doesn't get any worse. And now the internet makes it so.
Yeah, those interwebs.
You can hide in a little stinky corner of your home.
Yeah, interweb, boy.
God bless. You got me sick now.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I'm on the keto diet, and you're generally supposed to feel nauseous most of the day so you don't eat. So this will really help you lose weight. Yeah, so be grateful.
There you go. Oh, right? God.
You didn't even know I was like subconsciously luring you in to the keto diet or keto diet, whatever they call it.
Oh, let me out. I'm gonna go buy me a dozen donuts. I'll feel better.
Yeah, well, as long as they're keto donuts, you're okay. You know, they have keto bagels. They're only 3 grams each. You know, your average bagel is like the worst number of carbs on the planet. It's like 53 grams of carbohydrate, but the keto bagel is only 3. Now, I'm sure the thing is completely tasteless. There was a place in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, the originator of these low-carb bagels. Those bagels were delicious, but I kept wondering, like, is it real or is this a fraud? I just don't know because, you know, when these diet food tastes too good, it's usually not dietetic. It's usually just labeled diet. So you feel like you're doing something, but you're gaining weight. I think there was a Seinfeld episode about that over the yogurt. Low fat, no calorie yogurt killing you, you know?
Listen, you should be thrown out of the Jewish community if you're making low fat, no GMO, keto bagels. I mean, seriously, that's kind of like, it's kind of like decaf espresso, right? Why bother?
Hey, all I know is a keto bagel. These bagels were really good. They were like mostly soy or something. So you would probably, you know,
you find soy in plastics, you know? I mean, seriously, come on.
Yeah, it's a little weird. You get that jolt of estrogen, you know? Bad news.
Yeah. Bad news. So
soy boys.
California, right? I mean, I just went round and round with a hardcore lefty about the, and you're better on economic stuff than I am. And you know, he was saying, well, you know, California's got the fifth largest economy, you know, on the planet or something. I said, yeah, that's great. That all that means is that their numbers are higher than anybody else's. I said, we can't pay our,
what's that? They have more debt.
Yeah. Well, bingo. Thank you. They can't pay the bills that they have now. The bills coming up over the next 5 or 10 years. I mean, the pension thing is going to explode in their faces. Now they're giving free college to illegals, free first-year college and community colleges. And when you look at this thing as a whole, they're going to raise they raise a gas tax. Our gas here is almost $4.50 a gallon. How does that make you feel? Where are you going this summer, right? I mean, now they're talking about a mileage tax, a water tax. I mean, these guys are sitting there 24/7, and the only two things they work on is sexual orientation laws and taxing laws. That seems to be the only two things that are happening on the planet.
That's important. Very important.
They're gonna start taxing straight sex soon, because they got to everything else.
I didn't know there was any left in the state. Honestly, Joe.
No, there are people moving out like crazy. You're right, and. The hard, you know, and everybody says, well, the hard part's the weather. You know what? I'm sorry. You shouldn't have to pay for good weather. And that's kind of what you're paying for with the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We have sales taxes. And a lot of the county, you know, here in California, the counties kind of raise taxes nilly willy. And we have a bunch of counties now that are, check this out, they're well up over 10% in sales tax. You know, 10 point. Sweet really? Jesus. I mean, how much you just can't keep going down that road. People just aren't going to pay it. I'm going to buy online from Shanghai.
Yeah. Well, you know, people vote with their feet, you know, and eventually they leave. People are leaving your state in droves and they're coming to Florida. I mean, that's the reality.
And Texas. My daughter keeps saying, stop sending Tennessee. Them here.
And Tennessee. Don't forget Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, they're but all over.
And you know, it's funny because the bureaucrats here, I mean, look at Gavin Newsom. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, you know, that right-leaning rag called the LA Times, it did a whole article on how he is not listening to the will of the people. He could care less about the will of the people. If the LA Times is writing against you, you got a problem, don't you?
Yeah, if you've lost the LA Times, you're pretty much hopeless here. Right?
Hey, I see it. I'm with you. You look at them and you go, come on, guys, really? You're really going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty sickening. And then you use less gasoline because cars are more efficient. And then they up the prices on you, right? I mean, this has always happened here, Joe.
Well, and Tesla, I mean, I haven't got my, you know, I haven't got my, arms wrapped around this in total, but Tesla vehicles were doing well, mostly because of the large subsidy that they were getting.
$7,500 plus another $2,500 from California. So you're subsidizing a $100,000 vehicle, which makes total sense, right?
Right. And so, you know, Prius sales were up, Tesla sales were up, and now I hear that Tesla sales are flatlined. They're not getting the subsidies they used to get. And people don't realize something. And you know, again, you're much more astute in this area than I am. Mr. Elon Musk, he was using a lot of grant money, a lot of government money, a lot of taxpayer dollars to do what he did. I mean, yes. This guy's a genius.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, he's a genius on so many levels here because he did revolutionize the car business. Now, you could say that's a good thing or you could say it's a bad thing, whatever. But prior to Elon Musk, the thing that came, the thing with the car business was that it revolved around the model year. Like the cars, they did nothing. They changed the tail lights a little bit, changed the headlights, throw, you know, different colors, more chrome, less chrome, whatever. But right. The cars stayed the same until there's a major revamp after 5-7 years. He said, you know, that's a dumb way of doing things. We are just going to only change the software. We're not going to really even have model years per se. So you just buy the car and or rent it, whatever, and we make it better. It's actually better the day that you get rid of it than you day the day that you bought it. Now, that's out now genius. And of course, the car companies hate him. There's a reason why Tesla is the only one making a decent electric vehicle for the most part, because they don't want electric vehicles, but nobody wants to admit this. You know, the oil companies right. and the car companies in the late 50s and 40s, they were buying up trolley systems around the country, tearing up the track and scrapping the cars so that you had to buy automobiles. You know, they haven't become any more socially conscious since then.
Listen, I totally agree with you. I look at this stuff, and again, when you look at the car ads today, now, I'm not going to give away your age, but when you and I were younger, we were looking for horsepower, right? We want to sexy looking.
I still am.
Right?
I haven't changed. They've changed, but I haven't.
How fast can I get that thing going? How much power? Blah, 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 blah. And I sit there and I say to myself, you look at the ads today, and what are they all about? It's not 0 to 60. It's how many, whether your car can handle the iPhone and the Android phone. Right? I mean, it's how many sensors it has so your daughter or your son doesn't get in an accident.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, sweet Jesus.
And how they can, you know, and how they can monitor you to make sure you're not behaving badly. You know, I don't want the insurance company say, oh, you can save money. Just load our app and it'll monitor your driving. Trust me, that's the last thing I want them doing is monitoring my driving, because they'll just yank the policy from me. You know, they're just going to pull it away. They're going to say, no, you are not the kind of person we want to insure, because knock on wood, it's been a long time since I had a ticket, only because I'm a fast talker and I know how to talk my way out of speeding tickets. And thank God, a long time since I've had an accident that was multi-car accident that was my fault. But yeah, this thing though, but yeah, Musk is the genius of subsidize me, you know?
And he can use, I mean, he knows how to, I won't say beat, and I won't even say abuse,
play,
but he knows how to play this system
and maximize
it. Maximize it. No question about it.
Well, you know, hey, and he is brilliant. The rockets that he's any business he gets into, he pushes it beyond where it was before. The automobile business will be thanking him. He is one of the genius innovators of the auto business. He goes back to Henry Ford, to Rudolph Diesel, Mercedes Benz. I think it was Diesel's daughter was Mercedes. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's my automotive history. Chip Foose, you know, all of these guys who have created things. He is the most brilliant by far, he's changing it. I don't know that we'll all go to electric, but we're all going to have self-driving cars thanks to Elon, because the car business was very stodgy. But anyway,
I got a long way to go before you get me in a self-driving car, my friend. Sorry.
Hey, when it's in there, they're not going to let you out. So you better be careful.
Thank you. I don't even trust people I know to drive me around, let alone a self-driving car.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's another story.
But, yeah, with my luck, the NSA will get in there and go, okay, that's Messina. Let's. Is there a tree close by?
Well, if you owe $50,000 or more in taxes, the government will yank your passport. So why is it not the possibility that if you owe $50,000 or more and you're part of the grid, the self-driving car grid, they just say no self-driving car for you, and then you're screwed. I mean, this is like in China with the social score. You know, if you've read about that, be a good little commie bastard and you get a higher score. But God forbid you say what's on your mind. We're going to you're not even going to be able to take a damn subway to work. In fact, you won't even have a job. We will just ostracize you. And, imagine if we did that to people on food stamps here or welfare. We gave them a social credit score.
Oh, they become unglued, you know?
Oh, that's, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because it doesn't matter what you do. When they talk about China, you'll get back to China for a second. But when they talk about China, it doesn't matter what they do. It's like somehow we have to go out of our way to be friends with them. And you and I haven't really talked about the tariff war to speak of. And I've always said the same thing, you know? If they've been taking advantage of us all these years, if the tariffs are what we hear that they are, why wouldn't you want to try to reset? Why wouldn't you want to try to push back?
I think
I don't understand.
It had to be done. I totally believe that that Trump, is doing what was necessary. So anyways,
making everybody uncomfortable.
That's good.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm all right with that, too. Anyways, we got to get going. So you find Joe at realside.com. Sign up for his newsletter, sign up for ours. We're having a little web issue right now, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And hey, Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Always fun. Thanks for having me.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.